Yes, I love that. That's never changed. Picture this on Today FM. Now, it is time to check in with our favourite lady, Nanny Pat. If you don't know who she is, where have you been living? Nanny Pat is a celebrity at this stage. She is our 84-year-old movie reviewer from Garan na Brothar in Cork. But this week, in fact, we did something a little bit different, and I was a bit nervous about it, to be honest, because this woman says it like it is and always has from the moment we chatted to her on the show. She doesn't pull any punches. We didn't get her to review a movie. We got her to review my gig live at the Marquee in Cork. So I hope she's gentle on me. Nanny Pat, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to hear you again.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm wondering, did I scandalize you the other night at the show?
No, you did. I had the night of my life.
Did you really enjoy it?
I really did. I laughed, and I think that laugh done me good.
Well, that's good. And you got a huge round of applause from the audience.
Yeah, listen, would you ever tell me, now, when I came home, I was getting ready for bed, and my daughter-in-law rang me, and she said, hey, I'll sing you a song. And would you believe it, Al? I don't remember. I hope I'm not losing it up there.
You're not losing it up there. So there were loads going on. I'll play you a little clip of it. It was The Glory of Love. Here's a bit of it done by Bette Midler. Yes.
Until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story, Al. That's the glory of love.
I'm sorry, Paul.
And Nanny Pat, was it as dirty as you expected? Remember, you were wondering if I was filthy dirty or filthy rich.
Yeah. You told. Well, you know what? Now me and Pamela were going down, and there was a massive yacht up the quay. I said to Pamela, I wonder, is that Al's yacht? It must have been belonged to a millionaire.
Oh, it was huge.
Fine. Now, did you travel back by road? Friday night.
No, we did. We actually drove straight back. Yeah.
Jeez, Mary and Joseph, you know, no wonder I didn't go to sleep. I was in there on the road.
But you looked gorgeous. I loved your new sandals and everything. I mean,
you
looked fantastic.
There you are. There you are now.
And there was an article. Pamela was saying that you cut out an article, did you?
I did, and I have it. In my book. I have it in my book and your photograph and all.
Brilliant. Thanks. I was only delighted to sign the book for you now.
Oh, you did? You signed my book and all. Sure, I have it all shown to them. And you know what I said? When I die, that book have to be buried with me.
Well, hopefully not for many, 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 many years, Nanny Pat.
Well, nobody knows how far down I'm in that role.
Well, you've been having a fantastic time the last few weeks, and I hope you'll keep going to movies for us and stuff, yeah?
I have, only that we didn't go last Sunday because it was really very warm. So we went out to the park with Ellie.
Oh, great. And did you get ice cream and things like that?
I did. I had in 99.
Ah, lovely. Yeah.
I love that, Beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, come here. You were up way past your bedtime the other night at the Marquee gig. I hope you've gotten rest.
I said, I'm not tired enough. It was the best night of my life. I really did. I laughed. Maybe I needed that laugh. And the tears were coming out of my eyes.
I'm delighted you enjoyed it. And Nanny Pat, we're going to keep in touch because we'll talk to you on the show next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
very much for everything.
No problem. No, we love you, Nanny Pat. All your fans are going to be listening. Okay.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
I love Nanny Pat. That's Nanny Pat there from Garan na Brothar in Cork with the 6 kids, the 20 grandkids, the 29 great-grandkids. And isn't that great that she had such a nice laugh?
Al Porter, Today FM.